Connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. You're connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. Connected to CMN Network.
K8LAX Mobile.
You're connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.
W8WWP.
Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater in W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.
NATJ testing. NATJ testing.
Currently connected to CMN Network.
KF8EBF, giving 5.
Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.
I'll be listening out. You can just check me in and out. NAW.
NAW, KDDD, you got too loud and clear. CEA-DON, do you copy my intercept, sir?
Roger, I copy him and CMN now, is that correct?
Yep, and he says the repeaters were up. This is KAJBD.
Okay, thank you. This is KAJBD, standing by Michigan Section ARP, CMN.
KB8SWR.
KB8SWR, got down to Rasta, Jeff. Anyone else? Michigan Section ARP, CNET, please call. KB9AR. Can I get a relay?
Relay. KB9IAR.
This is November 8, November, Oscar Romeo, No traffic.
KDB,
PCD, relay. WPAPC, go ahead, relay.
November 8th, November, Romeo, no traffic, forward.
November 8th, November, Oscar Romeo, thank you, great. So this is Kilo Echo 8, Delta Oscar November, that control station for the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Corner. This met means every Sunday, 5 p.m. Eastern Time, on or near a frequency of 39.32 kHz. Our alternate frequencies are 5346, decimal 5 and 7232 kHz. These are designated Michigan emergency frequencies. This net is also available via VHF and UHF links for repeaters, courtesy of the Central Michigan Emergency Network. If you receive the net on VHF and UHF, you are also invited to check in and participate. The net is also available on Echo Link, but will be received only. The purpose of this net is to provide a weekly statewide exchange of information and ideas concerning Oxcom in Michigan, including Aries, NTS, and Skywarn. All radio amateurs with sincere interest in supporting public safety are invited and encouraged to take part in this net. This is an ARRL section level net. Regular participants include your section officials, NTS officials, assistants, and representatives from your group. This is Kilo Echo 8, Delta Oscar November. My name is Max. I hold the position of section emergency coordinator. From the PREMAC group, I have the following stations listed. WVA, BCB, AA, JDD, NA, ABU, WVA, AXB, CDA-SWR, CD9-IAR, and NANOR. So those stations need not check in, but other stations for the net, please call them.
Alpha, Delta 8, Mike Papa.
I have Lucy Delta 8, Uniform Sierra Alpha, any other stations, please call me.
Alpha, Delta 8, Mike Papa.
Delta Sierra, KW5AM. Thank you. I got KW5AM, next station, please.
Alpha, Delta 8, Mike Papa.
I have our Alpha, Delta 8, Papa, is that correct?
Negative. Alpha, Delta 8, Mike, Papa. Alpha, Delta 8, Mike, Papa. Over.
Okay, I'm missing the topic. Can I get a relay, please?
GCB relay.
Go ahead, Mike.
Alpha, Delta 8, Kilo Echo 8.
Romeo, Romeo, Fox.
Alpha,
over.
Delta 8, Mike, Papa. Is that correct?
Right.
Roger
that,
right.
Thank you.
Roger that, thank you. Next station, please. I need a relay for that one.
Relay.
Go ahead.
I copy Kilo Bravo 8 Alpha Yankee, and I was also hearing a station. I believe their call sign is Kilo Delta 8 Romeo Romeo Foxtrot. But if you would put out a call to confirm, this is K8JBD.
Notation 3rd, I think you got a ball by
Okay, Mr. Hertz, thank you. We'll go ahead and we'll get started here. Very quickly from the state, the SDLC is activated right now for the Shallow Boy Dam. They're watching the flood water levels there. It's very high. They've been getting a lot of rain today as well, so please keep an eye on things and looking at contingency plans. Thursday, we have the exercise plan that's continuing. That's Tuesday evening on Zoom, and we'll be working on continuing this development and questions for the final report. Thursday afternoon is the State Emergency Board, State Emergency Management Coordinators meeting. That's on Friday, and then Friday morning, we've got a meeting. We're doing some tentative planning for an Ironman event that's up in Benzie County in the fall of September. I believe it will be, state is not confirmed yet, but we're looking at potentially running an Oxfam exercise alongside that. So more information to come with respect to that. Let's go down the roster here, and we'll start with WBATTV to be followed by KAJBB. Mike, how are things up in Roger City?
Yeah, can I see if you're on in the lineup? Just going up here to that WBATTV. Well, I'm looking to under a flood watch a couple of days. We got 2 days to go. No problem driving in about around this area. Did see a couple of lights and one for the Sheboygan DNR dam and one for the Meyer dam. Nothing going on yet, but I think it's a possibility. And I guess we've got a lot more rain on the way. So we're doing okay right here. We're glad of that. We're just, I guess we're going to stand by and stand away. WBATTV, that's it.
All right, Mike, thank you. Appreciate your checking in today. And I hope the flood watch stays good to watch, and that becomes a warning for you. Next up, Dakota, KAG, followed by WB8AXT. Mr. Jim, how are things to watch now?
Hi, KAGON and Michigan ARPSC Net. This is KAJBD. The name is Jim. I'm the ET for Washtenaw County. Siren test, we were due to have one last week, and we had to cancel that one again for potential severe weather. But the same 2 months in a row, we had to cancel our siren test, and we had over 20 volunteers each time. That would have put a serious dent in looking at the number of sirens we've got here in the county. So we'll give it a shot again coming up in May and see if we can get some of the number of people out and start getting on, getting down the road with that. Let's see, on Thursday, we had a racing meeting here at the Washtenaw County EOC. Very good meeting. Quite a few people showed up. Good turnout. Everybody was real busy for 2 hours talking about the upcoming stuff we've got and some of the new things we're doing here. It's been a while before we got together, so we had lots to cover. Never even got to the dog and pony shows, but we got to the important stuff. Other than that, getting set to start putting out some gunning emails for the May SEC and starting to try and figure out what we can do for that one and see what we can get cranked up down here. Once again, we'll have a siren test that time. But it will be sort of a truncated exercise, but that's okay. If we can get people out and get them going, even a couple of hours, it's really worthwhile. So with that, back to you. This is Kilo 8, Juliet Bravo Delta. Thanks for running the net.
All right, KHABD, KEADON, Michigan Section ARP on CNET. Well, yes, thank you for all you're doing down there. As far as the siren test goes and the exercise, I don't think the conflict, my expectation is that we'll be done with the exercise in pretty short order in the morning. We're gonna run the exercise until noon, take messages until noon, but fundamentally, you know, you could get your work done in an hour or two and get out to a siren test as needed. The only thing you might miss would be the hot wash, but that's 12:30 if you can make it. Let's see, we'll go next to WBADX to be followed by KB8SWR. Charlie, how are you doing?
Hey, Max, doing pretty well. This is WBADXB, Charlie in Kalamazoo County. heard KW5 is Alpha Sierra, nice and loud down here from Menominee. We're currently dodging the rain right now, but apparently it's all around us to some degree, and we're getting over the static. Kalamazoo County had a Racy's meeting on Wednesday night last week, and this coming Saturday, April 18th, the St. Joseph County Amateur Radio Club in Centerville, Michigan is having a ham fest at the Centerville Fairgrounds, 8 a.m. to 12 noon, and there will be volunteer examiner exams, and looking for a successful year number 7 of running a ham fest. Yesterday I went to Hudsonville. It's a very small ham fest, but it was nice to see the section manager there. So it looked like he was engaged in a lot of conversation. Despite the ham fest being small, it's nice to have Ralph come over to West Michigan. So we will hold it. We'll keep it going. Sounds like there's a few District 5 stations on tonight, so that's good. Back to you, Max. Nice to hear you on there tonight. KEADON from WD8AXB.
WD8AXB, KEADON. Thank you for checking in as well. Rainy everywhere, I guess. Just all over the place. We have rain this morning. Nicer this afternoon, and it warmed up, I guess, even a little bit. Let's see here, that St. Joseph's, I have heard about it. That one's a little bit out of my reach as far as getting down there and back, but one of these days maybe I'll make it down that way. Let's see here, next we go to KEASWR to be powered by KN9IAR. Mr. Jeff, it was good to see you yesterday. Bravo 8, Sierra Whiskey Romeo, you're up for comment? Okay, now here, Jeff, KB8 up to the ride. Now, they were doing some vision work up here in Shepherd yesterday, and you saw extending the network, the microwave network, so they'll have further capabilities split up in this region of the state. Next, we go to KB9IAR, followed by N8NOR. KB9IAR, how are you doing there?
Good evening, gentlemen. Beautiful day in Battle Creek. Got up to 76 or 77. So really enjoying that. Just parked on the air yesterday. I shed one aeronautical mobile, also moved to USS Alabama in Mobile there, getting to where we don't need the heater in the tent anymore, maybe next week. Next week I'll be doing the new base. I have back to get control. KEADON, KEV9IAR. Alright, KEV9IAR, KEADON, Michigan Section AR PLC. Well, your signal came up on the check-in, so I was able to copy you this time. Because I hadn't heard you when you were checking in, so I was supposed to be shifting around a little, that's good. Always great to hear you on the net. It's always great to hear of your photo activity. You're inspiring me. One of these days, I'm going to have to get out to a park and take some gear with me. So maybe we'll be activated something someday. Let's go next to NANOR, and then I'm going to take a standby. NANOR, how are you doing down in Kalamazoo?
Good evening, KEPON and everybody else on the net. This is NANOR. Here, 6:56 in Florida. Name here is Ken. You're going well tonight. Glad I was able to get on, and I can hear you. You're signal's driven a little bit more above the noise, so I can hear you tonight really well. So I'm happy to report that. Other than that, not much else to report on the amateur radio front, because I did do the same thing as WD8AXB. I attended the last meeting, or Reese's meeting, and I'm hoping within a few months we're going to have some info, a path forward for a new Kalamazoo County EMC, so we can do some things with emergency management. Other than that, I will hand it back to you. This is N8NOR.
All right, N8NOR, KEADON. Yeah, your signal has come up as well, so you're sounding better here. There is a bit of a noise for today, and I don't know if the numbers said that it would be the band BN, but the noise floor is a little bit tougher for us, but as I said, things are shifting around here. So let me take a quick standby. If there's anybody else who'd like to check in to the Michigan Section AFPSC net, please call now. Are there any
I don't know if I've been heard clearly, but I'm checking in again. This is
Okay, hearing none. Let's move on. We got WEA-USA to be followed by KW5AS. Mr. Gerald, nice job on the Region 5 watch comment.
Okay, thank you, Max. I appreciate that. Radio check. How do you copy me? Over.
I have you light to good readable.
Okay, thank you. I have you very light. I'd say you're weak, but readable. Well, thank you, Max. Well, relays did it, and the band was really short, and because of the short, I had to rely on relays to catch these stations. But we did quite well on the Region 5 outcom. That's on 60 meters. We had 22 check-ins with all stakes represented. On 40 meters, we had 23 stations with all stakes represented. And at D-Star, we had 15 stations check-in with all states represented. And on DMR, we had 19 stations checking in with all states represented. So we had a wrap on all the states in FEMA Region 5. And that was a pretty doggone good mess, but like I said, on 60 and 40 relays are what did it. So good mess today. Yeah, let's see here. What's happening in the county? Not much. Pretty quiet. We're keeping a weather eye out. I guess chances are we might get some empty weather on Tuesday, so we'll keep the weather eye out for that. I hear all stations are weak but readable. Skip up there in Menominee is coming in pretty good, but all the rest of the stations are no better than readable this time. So thanks for running it, Max. It's been a while since I heard you. And let's see, I guess that's about it, only except to maybe to mention public service, station activity reports and PSA car reports are quite important. If you haven't considered filling one out, you might consider doing so, because we put a dollar figure on that, and that protects our frequencies. So that's all I got, Max, from Kent County. Wish everybody a good afternoon. Over.
KEGBD, WDA, USA, KEGBD, Michigan Section ARPS, CNET. So if I did the math right, I think you had about 80 check-ins on the FEMA Region 5 box on that. Thanks for being the hour and get through all of that. Thanks, you did quite well there. Just as a real plug for that, if folks are not checking into that tank yet, there's a couple things you can do. First off, if you've got 60-meter, 40-meter capability, D-Star, and DMR, those are the four bands and modes that we operate on. You're welcome to participate. You don't need all of them. Any of those that you can use you're welcome to join in. So we start the net at 4 o'clock on 60 meters, channel 4. We move to about 7280 kilohertz, or megahertz, 7280 kilohertz, excuse me. At about 4:15, at the bottom of the hour, we go to D-Star reflector 024 Charlie, excuse me, 024 Alpha, go to some memory phone. And the last Jagermeister. Actually, it was our 5-0. So if you've got any of those capabilities and you can't make it at the top of the net, just plan to try and get in around those time slots. Sign up at R58N at Romeo Plaza Alpha November send me an email. I'll get to get you the right contact information. But anyway, look for the R58N group on Roots.io, and if you subscribe to that, you can join in and get the announcements for it. All right, let's go down the roster. We go to C5AS, followed by ADAMP. Mr. Skip, how are things up in Menominee?
This is CW5AS. I'm in Menominee, which is a little bit north, about 40 miles northeast of Green Bay, Wisconsin. And we had our local club meeting on Thursday. And from there, we're talking about the SEC, and they're looking at using Sarah Victor Alpha Romeo Alpha as possibly a means of communication. And they were looking into it. I've never heard of it and had to look it up. I've been trying to see if I can reach anyone on VHF there is a station listed, KBQI is listed as having a dome 30 miles from me, but I haven't been able to find it or reach it. I'd like to see if I can get a hold of that. And also, I do have collecting dust, a Vespa Ford Dragon from my old Mars base. I hooked up, used for a little while, maybe a decade ago, and just they're going to go to a new sport up here. So some things I probably should look into. But yeah, the people up here, they're kind of working on trying to work with the FPT. But the thing is, they're doing their best, but this is rural, and a lot of us don't have a lot of experience in that. So, like I said, they're looking to try Vera. I'd like to see if I can get a contact on VHFS. That is a tip. And if not, maybe Jack actually jumped off that call board and look at that stuff. We'll expect to see what it goes. We'll take time and have some good. Well, that was back to you, if you can get me found here. All right, CWP5,
EDLN Mission Section ARPSC next. Unfortunately, your station took a little bit of a fade on here, so I didn't get all of the passing from you. Hope all is well up there, and look forward to having you check in again next week. All right, we'll next go to ADAMP, followed by ADAY. ADAMP, you're up to comment, sir.
All right, good evening to everybody on the net. This is Alpha Delta 8 Mike Papa. Not much happening here in Macomb County. I did participate in the siren test last week, and it went well. I've been working on a training class for building a T2LT 2-meter 77-centimeter antenna, and that's going well. Other than that, pretty quiet. Alpha Delta 8 back. Alpha Delta 8 Mike Papa back to net control. Over.
Over.
No.
All right, 88MP, KEADOM, Michigan Section ARPSC. I think our band is starting to go away on us here, and so again, unfortunately, you took a fade on this location of the week. KBD, KBADOM. Okay, KBD. Yeah, can you put a call out to KBADY, because I don't think I heard them very well when you checked in. He's up for comments. That'll take us some time with the roster.
Okay, I also want to mention that Kilo Echo 8, Romeo Foxtrot, has been trying to get in. So I think you have him on the list, but it's Kilo Echo 8, Romeo Foxtrot, for the correction. And KEA1, KEA-JBD, you're up to comment, sir.
That is KEA. And KEA-JBD. This is KEA-A1. Washtenaw County. My only comment is to let everyone know that I have my Windlink RMS station so that if we have entered, you can use it to use that new RMS post office feature. And the RMS then acts like a micro CMS to store messages and make them available for retrieval. So that's the latest for me. KB8 Boy.
KEA-JBD, KJBD, he has finished.
Okay, Roger, yeah, thank you. And then would you put on a call to KEA-RRF? Thank you.
KEA-JBD, will do. Kilo Echo 8, Romeo, Romeo Foxtrot. You're up for comment, sir.
Yeah, I hope you can read me. This is KEA-RRF. Nice weather today. The only real comments I have is that in addition to the ham fest down in St. Joe County next weekend, there's also, I believe, WeatherNet spotter training at the Kalamazoo Red Cross Center. That's all I have for today. This is KEA-RRF over. Back to Ned.
KEA-DON, Kilo Echo 8, Romeo Romeo Foxtrot has concluded his comment. So back to you, this is KEA-JBD.
All right, Roger that. Thank you for the assist. This is KEA-DON for the Michigan Section ARPS team. We are at the bottom of the roster. Is there anyone else who'd like to check in before we close? Hearing none, we'll go ahead and wrap it up. We have 13 check-ins today with a runtime of 28 minutes. We'll thank you all for checking in. I hope you have a good week ahead. Stay dry, stay out of the water, and stay safe. This is Kilo Echo 8, Delta Oscar November, will be closing this session of the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Corner, returning this week of the normal amateur youth. This is Kilo Echo 8, Delta Oscar November, out.
W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.
Beginning QZR, testing, 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 out. QZR for one more test on the KC8UM. Test, 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 test out.
Connected to CMN Network.
Kilo Foxtrot, Golf Bravo Alpha, test the repeater.
You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.